and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Glad to have you back with me on another edition of Power Friday, where we get an opportunity to take a look at how we can continue to power up for longer life. Now, as it turns out, I know that some of you are still thinking, I'm not that excited about being about the business of living longer. Not really that excited about the way the quality of life will be looking with this longer life. Well, I dig where you're coming from. But here's the thing. It looks like there are ways that we can live a good quality of life while living longer. How many of you have observed, for example, people in their 80s who look like they might be in their late 60s, early 70s? But they're in their mid to late 80s. They walk strong. They talk strong. I mean, they're not bent over. They are in great shape. And you talk with them and you find out how they got there. How do they get to the point where they're in their 80s, maybe even 90, and they look much younger than they are? They sound much stronger and younger. I'm sorry, they sound much younger than they are. How do they do it? And it's amazing that some of the things that they tell us they do line up with some of the things that the experts with WebMD are telling us they do or people should do in order to live longer and healthy lives. So let's get back to that. Let me just quickly, briefly and quickly go over some of the things we looked at already so that those of you who may have missed what we've already talked about can get in on the act. All right. And some of these they might make you go, but really think about it. All right. So here we go. What can we do to live longer and healthy lives? Well, one thing we can do is make good friends, which means along the way, we need to make sure we're choosing our friends wisely. If you smoke, you need to quit smoking. If you don't smoke, good for you. Don't ever start. Those of you who once smoked, but you've already quit, I take my hat off to you. I mean that. I take my hat off to you. I know that bad habits of all kinds can be hard to break. Hats off to you for breaking that habit. We need to embrace the art of the nap. Let's get away from this thing where we, you know, kind of wear it as a badge of honor that we're always tired and worn out. No, no, no. Let's get our proper naps, especially when we're not getting to bed on time at night. We can also consider what we eat, and you may want to consider the Mediterranean diet. Some good stuff in there that really seems to be helping. In fact, we're going to have an expert joining us in the near future to talk about eating habits, nutrition, and we'll discuss the Mediterranean diet. Also, you can consider eating like people of Okinawa, Japan eat. Well, the way they used to eat. Yeah, they once lived longer than any other group on Earth, and that's because of the traditional diet that was prevalent. They've changed that a bit, as we mentioned before, and so the lifespan isn't what it used to be. But if you go back to the way they used to eat, they can be very helpful in helping us live long, healthy lives. How about this? Consider getting married. Be very, very cautious, just like you want to choose your friends wisely. In a way, in a very real sense, the person we marry should be a good friend too. So when it comes to getting married, make sure you take your time and choose wisely. That's right. Ladies, men, choose wisely when you're getting ready to choose a spouse. You can also, if you're overweight, lose weight. That can help you. And along with losing weight, keep moving. Move our bodies. Let's move our bodies. Let's move our bodies. That's a great way to help us live longer and, again, healthy lives. Who says we have to be unhealthy just because we live long? Especially in light of the fact that, you know, we're hearing about and seeing some of the people, men and women, who decide to get real big time into fitness in their later years, but they take it so seriously and they pour themselves into it so diligently that they end up being healthier than people who are 20 and 30 years younger than they are. All right, now, here's another one. This is something else we can do in order to live longer, healthy lives. And this one is going to be a bit, should I use the word controversial? Maybe I should say debatable. Yeah, this is one that can be debatable. And that is with regards to how people consume alcoholic beverages. For some, the recommendation is to drink in moderation. For others, the recommendation is to not drink at all. Yes. Some say drink in moderation. Some say don't drink alcoholic beverages at all. I was listening to one of the dietitians on a local nutrition program who was saying that recent studies have shown that for women, even one drink a day increases the risk of developing breast cancer. Increases the risk of developing breast cancer just one drink a day. And so, you know, you just ask yourself, is it worth the risk? You know, to be able to say, well, you know, I only drink one or two, I only have one or two alcoholic beverages per day. All right. But, you know, just weigh it. Which would be harder? To give up altogether drinking alcoholic beverages, or to go through whatever you have to go through to deal with breast cancer if that develops. So, you know, just weigh your options. Heart disease is less common in people who drink in moderation than in people who don't drink at all, is what they say. Heart disease is less common in people who drink in moderation than in people who don't drink at all. And of course, you have to ask the question, is it because you want to look at causal factors, you want to look at correlations, is it because people who don't drink at all are not drinking that they may be more likely to have heart disease? Or is it because people who don't drink at all also don't do other things like exercise? Maybe you don't eat well. Well, some people are saying if you drink in moderation, that's better. And I told you this would be debatable, so stay with me now. On the other hand, they say too much alcohol pads the belly. Too much alcohol also boosts blood pressure. And too much alcohol can cause a host of other problems. So they could recommend that if you drink alcohol, the limit should be one drink a day for women and one or two for men. But if you don't drink, they say, don't start. There are better ways to protect your heart. And I do agree. There are better ways to protect your heart than drinking alcohol. And then again, I said it's debatable because, again, some experts are saying drink in moderation. No more than one drink per day for women. No more than two drinks per day for men. But again, other experts are saying it is best not to drink at all because even one drink per day can increase the risk of developing some form of cancer. All right, here we go. What else can we do to live longer? And by the way, I do want you to think about this too. When it comes to this whole notion of to drink or not to drink alcoholic beverages. You want to also be thinking about the impact that drinking alcohol, whether it's hard liquor or wine, whatever kind of alcoholic beverage it is, what kind of impact might it have on someone else who is observing you drink? especially parents who drink at home, and maybe just one or two glasses of wine with each meal. And while you are drinking your wine, your children are watching. What kind of impact is your wine drinking, even if only one or two glasses of wine? What kind of impact might it be having on your children? You love your children, and so I'm just encouraging you to think about this. There have been some children, teenagers, who have said that the reason they got started on drugs, whether it was marijuana or something else, is they watched their parents drink wine with each meal. And their observation of their parents drinking wine encouraged them to engage some other substance. And they ended up, some of them ended up becoming drug addicts. Not all the children, but some. So just be thinking about, you know, thinking about this from all angles as you decide whether or not to drink alcoholic beverages. All right, just sharing that with you. What else can we do in order to live longer, healthy lives? And maybe we should be saying healthy, longer lives and kind of stress the healthy, since longer is almost becoming a given, so that you realize, hey, you know, you can live healthy, especially if you start doing some things earlier in life and if you pour yourself into the good. All right. So one of the things that we can do is allow spirituality to be part of our lifestyle. They pointed out that people who attend religious services tend to live longer than people who don't attend religious services. In a 12-year study of people over age 65, those who went more than once a week to religious services had higher levels of a key immune system protein than their peers who did not attend religious services more than once a week. The strong social network that develops among people who worship together may boost your health. And that said, I definitely want to encourage you, those of you who do attend religious services, for various reasons, be about the business of being real, being sincere about what you're doing, about what you're portraying. We have so many people who pretend to be people who are serving God and loving God. My guess is good quality health will become much more the norm within any given place of worship if the people attending are sincere. Sincere. Because think about it. We have so many cases where so many people who attend places of worship, houses of worship, are not sincere. And as a result, they cause unnecessary drama, distress, and pressure to be in the lives of so many other people who attend those same places of worship. So my guess is, my theory is, if we have the vast majority of the people who are attending worship services being genuine about what they're trying to portray themselves as being, the health, the quality of health will improve even more. And again, remember, in this 12-year study of people over 65, those who went more than once a week had higher levels of that key immune system protein. All right. What else can we do? And my guess is to remember, within this whole notion of religious services, there's much that we can be doing and should be doing that can help. Remember how I've shared with you from Psychology Today that one of the things that people did who experienced less stress and distress in their lives was they made it a lifestyle of praying All right. Now, when we come back, I want to take a look at something else that really does have to do with religion, but it is also something that can be practiced. And practice, of course, we're talking about lifestyle. It can be part of our lifestyle, even if people are not necessarily religious. More on that in just a few. In the meantime, this is the Spanish Harlem Orchestra. Pedro Morena is the name of the song. I thought it would be great if we hear some Latin jazz.